You're listening to a message from Mercy Culture Church, home of Pastor Landon and Heather Schott in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information about Mercy Culture and ways that you can be a part of it, visit mercyculture.com.
Luke chapter 17, verse 12, it says this, "And he, Jesus, entered a village. He was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices saying, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.'" Everyone say mercy. It says, verse 14, "When he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And they went, they were cleansed." Verse 15, "Then one of them who saw that he was healed turned back praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan." Verse 17, "Then Jesus answered, 'Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Rise, go on your way. Your faith has made you well.' I came to tell you this evening, the supernatural may be beyond your ability, but thankfulness is within your ability." Title of this message this evening is Within Your Ability. Let's pray. So Lord, we thank you for every service this year that your presence has been at. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. And like every service, every week, we say we don't make room for you, we give you the whole room. So Holy Spirit, I pray that you would blow upon your written word, your logos word, and I pray it would become rhema. Lord, I pray that you would give us ears to hear, hearts to receive, minds to understand what your Spirit is saying. Lord, we declare no spirit but the Holy Spirit is welcome in this place. So we say, spirit of fear, you have to go. Any religious spirit, you have to go. I declare right now, the only spirit that is welcome here is you, Holy Spirit, Spirit of Jesus. So we say, rule and reign in this place. Father, I thank you. No one came to hear me. We all came to hear you. So we say, speak, Lord. Your servant's listening. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Well, for the last time of the year, I get to declare it is still the year of the supernatural. God spoke to us and said 2021 was a year of the supernatural. It was an Ephesians 3:20 year. It's an exceedingly abundantly beyond what you could ever ask or think according to his power that works in us. And I came to tell you on December 24th that it is still the year of the supernatural. In fact, this morning I was having my daily encounter on the Trinity Trail, and I was heading back into the gym. I left my keys in there, and I happened to see a guy a year and a half ago cuss me out for not wearing a mask at the gym. And I kindly told him that he should have confidence in his own mask and just worry about himself. And so that's about a year and a half ago, and I see him regularly in the gym, and so I was walking in, I noticed he wasn't wearing a mask. And I was shocked with the new Optimus Prime variant that was coming out that he wasn't wearing a, that's a Transformer name, but that he wasn't wearing his mask. And so I started going through my head, just kind of daydreaming about some funny things I could have said in that moment. And being a man of the cloth, I did not do that. Just kidding, I'm not a man of the cloth. They call that priest. Anyway, I ignored my flesh. And I just started heading into the gym. And then I was about to leave and head home. And I hear the Holy Spirit say, go pray for him. Who said amen? Paul, thank you, Paul Fleck. And like I was shocked because I'm sitting here like going in my mind things I could kind of obnoxiously say to this guy that cursed me out a year and a half ago who's not wearing a mask now. And the Lord said, go pray for him. And instantly I knew if God said to go do something, I got to do it. Because I pray all the time, speak, Lord, your servant's listening. And if I don't listen, he stops speaking. And so I took a breath and I leaned in and I walked over to him and I just said, hey, I just felt the Lord pushed me to come talk to you. Is there anything I can pray for you about? And he leans back. He goes, yeah, my wife fell off a ladder yesterday and broke her back. And I said, it's still the year of the supernatural. And I get to outside my gym, pray with this guy. Presence of God falls on us as we're praying outside of our gym, believing God for his healing in his wife.
Church, it is still the year of the supernatural. We have a few more days left to believe God for what? For what is beyond your ability.
See, before you understand the supernatural, miracles intimidate or scare you. Because we think things like, how do I pray prayers to get God to listen to me? And when you understand it is all beyond your ability, that only He can do it, it changes the way you pray, because there becomes this excitement in you to be excited to see what God is going to do, because all of it is beyond your ability. Look around you, church. We're in a miracle. You know, 2 years ago, this very night was our very first service ever in this building. 2 years ago tonight, we are still living in that miracle. The Lord said that this was a year of the supernatural. He said that this was a year that you would supernaturally, personally grow. How many can bear witness to that? That you've supernaturally, personally grown this year. And that Mercy Culture Church would supernaturally, numerically grow. We are living in that prophetic word. I was on the Trinity Trail and I asked the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to minister on Christmas Eve? Asked this a few weeks ago. And the moment I asked him that, he said, Luke 17. Luke 17 is our text that I opened up with. It's from the Gospel of Luke. Luke has arguably the greatest emphasis of all the Gospels on this story. Luke, being a physician, took notice to these moments where those with incurable diseases encountered the healer, the miracle worker. We see Jesus is traveling through the region of Samaria and Galilee, and this is a time of high racial tension. Notice that Luke highlights that one of the lepers was a Samaritan. How many have heard the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, where a man who was not from this region, where there was racial tension, where there was this separation that Jews and Samaritans had nothing to do with each other, and a Good Samaritan went out of his way and did what a fellow countryman wouldn't do and showed kindness to his neighbor. Now again, we have another Samaritan in a group of lepers, this time not put together because they chose, but they were put together because they had something in common, which was an incurable disease. If you're unfamiliar with leprosy, it's a painless disease, but it destroys your skin. And so your limbs and parts of your face will begin to deteriorate and just fall off. It's painless, but maybe the most painful part of it is it ostracizes you from society. So you can no longer co-mingle or be involved in worship and community. In any part of society, you're completely ostracized as a leper to live in colonies amongst the sick. So found this Samaritan with a group of Jews all together with leprosy. Not only that, but there's this spiritual connection with leprosy that's interesting. In Numbers chapter 12, God gave Miriam leprosy when she showed contempt for spiritual leadership. In 2 Samuel chapter 3, David cursed Joab's house with leprosy. In 2 Kings 5, Gehazi suffered from leprosy for lying after going after Naaman for a bribe. In 2 Kings chapter 15, King Uzziah got leprosy for usurping the priest's office. And then in Luke 17, we see again these 10 lepers. These lepers were banished from all public places, even with a vax card. But if you notice in God's word that Jesus nor his true disciples ever resisted the sick or the hurting. I don't see one text that Jesus didn't go into a city or a region or come into contact with someone because they were sick or contagious. In fact, he was drawn to the hurting, the broken, the outcast. Luke chapter 17, verse 13, they begin to cry out, Jesus, Master, have mercy. Now, this is a powerful statement and a powerful word, because mercy means this undeserved kindness. In fact, a lot of people confuse mercy and grace, and they contribute to grace what is actually mercy. Mercy is God's unrelenting kindness, his undeserved kindness. It cannot be earned. You don't deserve it. And that's why when it comes, it's only by the goodness and kindness of God. Mercy demands the attention of heaven. We see over and over in the text where Jesus is stopped in his track, or his attention is shifted onto an individual that cries out for mercy. There was a man at a gate called Beautiful who declared, "Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." And it commanded the attention of Jesus. You see these lepers that are crying out for mercy, and it demands the attention of heaven. I would encourage you, when you don't know what to pray, just ask for mercy. When you don't know how to get God's attention, simply ask for mercy. Mercy is who he calls himself to be. When Moses was standing on a mountain, he asked the Lord, he said, "Who are you?" In Exodus chapter 33, in Exodus chapter 34, God responded to Moses' question. Moses said, I have seen your plagues. I've seen your power. I met you in the flame, but I desire to know the author. And after all of the signs and wonders that Moses experienced, his greatest desire was still, "Teach me your ways that I may know you and find favor." Moses cried out, "Lord, who are you?" And when Moses asked, "Who are you, God?" God responded in Exodus chapter 34, "I am the Lord, I am merciful." That's why we named this church Mercy Culture. Because when Moses asked God, "Who are you?" he said, "I am mercy." The merciful one turned his attention towards these sick men. And here's what Jesus said to him in verse 14. He said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Look at this. It says, "And as they went, they were cleansed." This is important. They were instructed to set out in faith while they still physically felt the impacts of their leprosy. This is important, church. God had them choose obedience despite how they currently felt. Isn't it what so many of us wish that God would do, is just in a moment answer our very prayer in the moment, on the spot, so that we could have faith in God? Do you know sometimes our healing is in the journey of faith? Sometimes our miracle is in the journey of obedience. And here's what scripture says. It says, as they went in faith, they were healed. I heard the Lord speak to me prophetically for you. He said, some of you have been believing God for the supernatural. You've been believing God for specific things. And I had a vision of you walking into 2022. And as you walked into 2022, I saw as you walked in faith and obedience, what you had been believing God for this year, you would see in the next year. There's this powerful thing that happens when you partner in faith when God speaks. And some of you have been discouraged when you should be encouraged. Because what you've been asking that is beyond your ability is going to happen in a season in faith. Luke 17, 56, it says this, "Then one of them saw he was healed. He turned back praising God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks." Let me ask you this question. Has there been a moment where you've encountered God this year and you forgot to thank him? Pastor Ryan, would you play with me? I asked the Lord, what was his heart for you? And the moment I asked him, running on the trail, he told me to remind you of the one leper that encountered God and came back with the heart of thanksgiving. As one is coming back, Jesus is rebuking the other nine that aren't even there. He asks out loud for his disciples and followers to hear. He says, where are the other nine? Were not there 10 people that got healed as they went in obedience? So how come only one came back with the heart of thanksgiving? Church, healing may be beyond your ability. Miracles may be beyond your ability. The supernatural are beyond your ability, but thanksgiving is within your ability. Thankfulness is within your ability. And I was reminded about how many times we pray and ask God for something and he does it and we forget to thank him about it. And maybe it was at the beginning of the year. Maybe it was last year. Maybe it was 10 years ago. But God did something significant. And over time, we forget to thank him for it. Jesus is correcting 9 men that aren't there to prevent us from falling into the same problems. See, there was 10 that were healed of physical leprosy, but only one was healed of leprosy of the heart. 10 of them physical bodies were healed, but only one of them soul was healed. Only one of them, watch, wanted the gift giver more than the gift. Only one of them wanted Jesus more than what they wanted from Jesus. I'm going to ask you, how many times have you encountered God in this place this year? How many places have you cried on this carpet? I remember standing right there a few months back as we began to worship, and I was caught up. I've never felt it before in my entire life. It literally felt like a wind was around me as I worshiped. I remember weeping over there. I remember in the back feeling the tangible presence of God and falling to my knees. How many services, how many moments? We joke around this place that it's like this every week, but could it be that we get used to it? Could it be that we get familiar with it? See, without a thankful heart, without a heart of thanksgiving, without a heart of gratitude, without this burning desire to know Jesus more, to love him more, to know him more intimately. Do you know what I notice about a common denominator with the most greatest men of God I've ever met, the most spiritual men and women I've ever met in my entire life? It doesn't matter how much they know about God or how long they've walked with him. They have this burning desire to know him more intimately day by day, like Moses who cried out to God, more than anything, I want you to teach me your ways that I may know you and find favor. It was this unrelenting desire for intimacy with God. I had one of my best daily encounters this morning that I've had in months on Christmas Eve. He spoke to me about you. He spoke to me about me. He spoke to me about him. I can't wait to meet with him tomorrow, because I want to know him. But before I meet with him tomorrow, I need to thank him for meeting me today. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes all over this place? Have you thanked him for his presence? Have you thanked him for answering your prayers? Some of you are sitting next to the prayer request that you had. Some of you are living in the miracle of what you prayed and believed God for this year. Don't stop thanking him for it. Sometimes I find myself walking around this building just saying, Lord, have I thanked you today? Have I thanked you for it?
Have I thanked you for answering my prayers? Have I thanked you for meeting me? Have I thanked you for your presence? Lord, let me never get familiar with your goodness. Let me never get familiar with your kindness. Come on, do you remember when he healed you? I remember when he touched my papa 10 years ago when the doctor said it was a miracle. Come on, do you remember what you prayed over your marriage? Do you remember what you prayed over your children? Come on, do you remember those moments where God met you, where he delivered you, where he touched you, where he saved you, when he delivered you from that alcohol? He delivered you from that addiction. Come on, where he healed you, touched you, set you free. We cannot stress enough how good our God is. And let us not be a people that will forget about today and forget about tomorrow, hoping for something more in the future. I want to stop today and say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the word of the supernatural. Thank you, you told us to prepare our homes as altars before COVID. I thank you for the year of miracles. Lord, we thank you for every prophetic word that's come through this house. Lord, I thank you for the hundreds of people that were water baptized this year. Lord, we thank you for the thousands of people that said yes to you and saved their souls. Lord, we thank you for the countless people that were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Lord, they told me 20 kids got baptized in the Holy Ghost in Children's Church last week. Lord, we thank you for every moment with you.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Mercy Culture Church. If this podcast has blessed you, we'd like to encourage you to share it with a friend. To learn more about us, find us on social media and online at mercyculture.com.